I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley. The good news, King Charles and Queen Camilla visited the Colosseum the second day of their state visit to Italy. Earlier in the day, the King and Queen, I'm following the report from Europe, met with Italian President Sergio Mattarella and his daughter, First Lady Laura Mattarella. All wonderful. The King looks extremely excited, Gregory. He's not going to meet the Pope because the Pope's still recovering, but this is more of Charles's hard work to knit together the continent. Is it working?
Oh, it's working in a dramatic scale. We've seen it with the other state visits, which King Charles has undertaken in the last couple of years. But this one is so dramatic and so, in a sense, anti-EU, because the fervor is for continuity. It's for, if you like, the love of the overarching symbolism of leadership. And you have to bear in mind that this is also very strategic. Who is the great partner of the United Kingdom in building the new sixth generation fighter, which British aerospace is called the Tempest? It's Italy and Japan. They are the partners with Britain in this. And this breaks it out of the EU mold and gives Italy the chance to use its extremely advanced aerospace industry on a cutting edge platform delivery. And that's well underway. But more than that, we see the King exciting the entire Italian population. Looking at the crowds today outside the Colosseum, it was magnificent. The surge of crowds, so enthusiastic, wanting to touch the King. And then, of course, he met with the Quirinale Palace with the president there, Mattarella, and he's tomorrow, of course, will be addressing the joint houses of parliament, and will meet with the prime minister, who's enthusiastic about this as well. This really strikes a great chord with the Italian and British people. You had, for example, today at the Colosseum, you had the British household division bands in their red tunics alongside the Italian military bands playing music for the King and Queen and for the President. And that was, you know, it was this great enthusiasm. Yesterday we saw, when the King was at the Quirinale Palace, the two aerobatic teams of the Royal Air Force, the Red Arrows, and the Freccia Tricolore, the tricolour arrows, if you like, of the Italian Air Force aerobatic team, flying across the Quirinale Palace, one squadron releasing red, white and blue, smoke, the other one red, white and green for the Italians. So it was a magnificent gesture, and it shows that Britain is now moving back into strengthening the national identities of these various states, Germany, Italy, France.
30 seconds.
So, and the King looked very healthy in it as well, which was a great treat to see.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the King Charles Report, our favorite moment of the week. All the rest is to build up to King Charles on the road.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.